Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Mac Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Mac Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Mac Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Mac.
I've got the power! Live, Marlena Shaw. Marlena Shaw.
I thank you. Day in and day out, same old hoodoo follows me about. Same old pounding in my heart. Oh, when I think about you.
Good afternoon, I think about you, Phoenix. What's up? Welcome to day three of a brand new era, guys and gals. Worldwide. All of you, whether you like it or not, are all part of history that's affecting every person in the world. The events of Tuesday with the inauguration of Barack Obama as the 44th president of the United States is ushering in a new era of acceptance and a feeling of belonging for all people. All people regardless of age and culture and creed, color. He just brings a uniqueness, a feeling of transcending all of the problems that confront him. He seems so comfortable. I don't know how you feel, but I'm excited. And if you're as old as I am to have experienced the divisiveness of the 60s, then you can feel with great emotion as I have the uniqueness of the inauguration 2 days ago and the excitement that I have for the future. Hey gang, I'm Mac Newton and this is the Power Hour and we're listening to the fabulous Marlena Shaw. On the other side of the glass, we got Eric. What's up, my man?
Hey, how we doing, man?
Fabulous. You know I feel great.
Sounds like it.
I know. You know I do. Excited about being here, being alive, and so excited about the possibilities that represent the world now. And I know we've got some major tasks confronting us, but I think we got the right people on the job. Like we said last week, we're going to bring out the fabulous Marlena Shaw, and here she is with us.
Yes, indeed.
She is just really something else. She, she's just saying with everybody. I mean, from Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Count Basie. I mean, just all. Oh, I mean, she performed and worked with Sammy Davis Jr. She toured with him, as a matter of fact. I mean, people have compared her to Dinah Washington, Sarah Vaughan, and she dazzles people with her intoxicating style of jazz, soul, and R&B. Hit number, I think it's 10 over there. Let them hear a little bit of her unique style of vocalizing. See what we've got for that. Can you do that for us, Eric? Okay, let's see what we got here.
Last time love messed with me.
This is one of her.
I decided to take myself
classics.
A $237 excursion vacation to Barcelona, Spain.
Did you, darling?
Get me something strange.
How strange was it? Okay.
Y'all don't know how to treat a good woman up over here, no way.
You know what you're talking about. This was one of her classes called Go Away, Little Boy. We're taking a couple cuts from her fabulous CD.
Pretty Little Whiskey.
It Is Love, obviously recorded live at Vine Street. 1987.
But I caught nothing but pneumonia.
I told you she's
had to come back.
She's a little bit feisty. That's okay.
I got off the plane at LAX. I was living in New York at the time. I don't know why I got off the plane there, but you know, just fate. I decided to stop off.
I saw her live here at the Scottsdale Center for the Arts about a year or so ago.
could not believe my eyes.
She plays piano, sings, arranges a lot of her own stuff.
Standing there was Mr. Wonderful.
Really?
Thought I better check him out.
Just the quintessential jazz vocalist. Just works so comfortably with her audiences.
Oh, yes, my daughter.
She does it all, from pop standards to straight-ahead jazz. I mean, she's just got this extroverted stage presence. You know, it just gives her an edge over everybody else.
I don't want you to ever have to look another further.
And clearly, when she sings live, as you're listening to her now, that's where she feels the most comfortable, I believe.
Snow White, try me.
So anyway, our musical guest host for today, you'll get a chance to hear a couple of them. Maybe even after we take our break, Eric, we'll come back in and check out a little bit something else so that people can get a good feel for the one and only Marlena Shaw.
Well manicured lawn.
Thanks for tuning in, gang. My name is Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour, and we meet every Thursday here at 5 o'clock at MacNewton.com. I'm still getting used to that after saying for years and years either KXAM or KFNX, you know, or the other station. But it feels good. Exclusive right here at MacNewton.com every Thursday at 5. And we're going to upload it as well so you are able to tell all your friends to tune in and get the same feeling of excitement you do, that the ones that you are writing on your emails. And I tell you what, we had a big week. They thought last week's show was our best ever so far,
yeah,
Eric.
It was a good show.
Yeah, I thought it was terrific. And guess what? We get a chance to welcome back the fabulous Natasha. What's up?
Hello. Am I happy to be back? Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, Mac. Thank you for having me back.
We missed you while you were gone. What was going on? We told everyone you were having your hair done last week, and we knew that if we were going to stack up ourselves against, you know, getting your hair done, we knew we were going to come in second place. Your hair looks fabulous, by the way, darling.
Thank you.
She looks terrific. The fabulous Natasha. Give it up, Eric. Let's see if we get there. Yay, back in the house. Oh, my gosh. As usual, I think we've got a great show on tap for you today. I think last week's show was our best ever, but I think we're going to top it. We've got some interesting data to bring out to us. Well, just interesting information, put it that way. Picking up more where we left off, we're going to start with number 7 on our quantum leap. Our monologue is going to be, again, a little bit more on decision-making. Had a couple more points to make from that. But, of course, as we start off with every week with shout-outs. Shout outs to, of course, Ray from Southern California, and Al down there in Southern Florida, and Mark here in Phoenix, and Mark and Kim here in Phoenix. And they're always sending me the cutest cards. I mean, the electronic cards. You ever get those electronic things? They have all sorts of music and stuff with them. I don't know enough. I don't really know how to do that. Anyway, Nick and the boys up in Denver, and of course, Peter and Bev DeFalco right here in Phoenix, listening to the Power Hour, long-term listeners, and of course, Dottie, where are you at? And the Bevzilla, stop in and say, give a shout-out at the Mac Daddy sooner or later, okay? I'm looking forward to seeing you. All righty. All right, gang. Oh, boy, after listening to Marlena Shaw, that kind of threw me off guard there for a while. She's just fabulous to listen to. Hopefully, I told you that this album we're listening to, it's a CD recorded live at Vine Street back in 1987. How time flies. She's a beautiful lady, and if you ever get a chance to see her live, don't miss out. Okay. Last week, I sort of prefaced our show. You know, the 15 steps for moving to the old you to the new you. And I wanted to inject here at the halfway point. We've done 6-7 steps so far. I wanted to interject one necessary element to make this whole trip possible. Decision making. Effective decision making. I think that when you make a decision, it brings you into an entirely different realm of possibilities. Because once you make a decision, you have established the C word, commitment. it brings about total commitment to your goal. I will now take the action to bring these goals into reality. That's what you're saying when you make a decision. And you make a commitment. When you make a commitment, you are saying, in effect, no matter what happens, I am here. A commitment is different than a promise. We often say a promise is made to be broken. A promise is, in my mind at least, frequently regarded as being insincere because it's only a pledge to do your best. A commitment says it will get done. It will be done regardless of the inconvenience, regardless of the difficulties. A commitment means that you will proceed even though the worst possible scenario occurs. Now, W. Clement Stone, the great entrepreneur and business executive from Chicago who passed away a couple years ago, the great speaker, the great just humanitarian, stated that you have to pour yourself all over your decision, like you might pour syrup all over a cue ball, just completely cover it up. You have to saturate it. You have to become totally consumed with the thing you've decided to be, have, or do. Decisions must be backed with mental and emotional ammunition. A decision is nothing more than a very focused, very specific thought. And the activating agent of this thought is intensity. The greater the intensity or the emotional commitment, the faster you're going to see tangible results. Decisiveness certainly has to come early in this road from the old you to the new you. You can take many actions to sustain the fight, but you have to make a decision early on. And remember what I said, making a decision is like skipping a rock across the river or a pond. It doesn't necessarily, as soon as you make the first decision, it doesn't necessarily take you to a conclusion. It takes you to another decision, and then another, and another, and another, until finally you reach your goal. You may have to take many actions to sustain the fight, but you have to make a decision early and often. The process starts with desire and informing your goals, and immediately on the heels must follow a decision. Simply wanting something is too passive. You've got to cover the ground between the initial desire and action, and that igniter to the action is a decision. Making a decision is what takes you from your desire to the springboard. I am going to have it so, is what you're saying. If you just tuned in, my name is Mac Newton, and you're listening to The Power Hour. We meet every Thursday here at MacNewton.com. It is now 14 minutes past the hour. Wherever you are, we're in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Eric, what was the temperature out this beautiful afternoon when you came in?
I don't know, but it's gorgeous.
Natasha, did you hear on the radio what temperature it was? I know I'd love to have a temperature gauge. Hang on, let me just look at my handy dandy weather forecaster over here on the wall, see what it says. Okay, let's see. 76 degrees. Where is it where you are? Oh, boy. Oh, really? What is it in Boston? I know it was a little snowy a couple of days ago. They had the Suns went to Boston and got beat up on Monday. Didn't they? You see that game?
No, I missed that one. How about them Cardinals, huh?
Oh, how about that? We talked about the Cardinals last week. I tell you, I don't know what to make of the Cardinals, but you know what? They're in the Super Bowl. That's a fact.
I think it's one of the signs of the apocalypse, actually.
You know, two things I thought I would never see in my lifetime, you know, and how different could they be? You know, an African-American being elected president of the United States and the Arizona Cardinals going to the Super Bowl, and both of those things are happening.
time to buy some lottery tickets or something.
I think so. It's time for me to, I don't know. It might be time to do just that. Well, gang, as I said, you're tuned into the Power Hour, and these are the things we talk about every week. The things that help you get to where you want to go. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you need to make a decision? All you need is the first step. The first step from the old you to the new you. We told you about it. There were three steps, Eric. All you need is that first step, and the first step is the aiming point. That's all you need. After that, you inject a decision to have it so. I am going to have it so. I'm going to do that, and that's the springboard to action. That's point number two. Action. That springs you into action. And then passion takes you over the obstacles and the difficult times. You don't need more background or information, and you certainly don't need a perfect plan. All you need is to know what you want and then take action. Now, the type of decision-making that I'm referring to mostly, Natasha, the type I'm referring to is more intuitive decision-making. I like to tell people not to be afraid to trust their gut instinct when making these decisions. Intuition gives you a chance to think on your feet and think differently and see outside of the normal, the expected, outside the box. When I decided to produce my very first TV commercial for my Taekwondo studio, it was an intuitive process. Let me just explain it to you. I was coming off of one of the worst financial periods of time in my entire life. I had been evicted from my apartment. I had finally earned enough money to pay off all the major debts, the back rent, the debts that I'd incurred since my hip had been replaced. I caught up on my rent, and I actually had about $1,300 in the bank. However, I didn't have a vehicle, didn't have a car. I was still riding my bike or walking back and forth to my studio every day. I found a nice, 14-year-old car, a Chevy Blazer, with about 90,000 miles on it. It had been a rental car. And I could buy it for about $1,800. So I could buy this car. And that day, I received in the mail a little 3x5 postcard from KPHO, Channel 5 here in Chicago. And it said they could produce a 30-second TV spot for me for $685, roughly $700. And so I called the producer up, who was listed on the card. Her name was Sharon Kelly. She's still there, as a matter of fact. We're very good friends today. Sharon Kelly. And I asked her, I said, is this true? She says, yes, we can produce for you a 30-second spot, no extras, and have it ready for you for air. I says, well, how much does it cost to air the spot? I didn't know anything about TV production or TV commercials. I'd never done it before. She says, well, it depends upon the show you choose, but they range from, and the time in which you want to air it. But there are some, like late at night, you can get a spot at that time for $10 or $15 around 12 to 2 o'clock in the morning. I chose some of those. Then I also chose one in late morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, Judge Wapner. It cost me $25. So I figured I had now almost $700 left. I figured I would, after producing my TV spot for $685, I would spend the other $600-$700 airing it on certain spots. I'm gonna tell you something, Eric. That $700 is still in my bank account today. Because at 11 o'clock, when that commercial aired on Judge Wapner, I'm sitting there watching it, the phone would ring. I pick the phone up, take a number and a name, hang it up, pick it up again, it would ring again, do the same thing, it would just started ringing like mad. I can trace everything I have right down to this radio show that you're listening to and I'm speaking on right now back to that decision, that intuitive decision that I made to spend my last $1,300 on a TV spot rather than buy me a car. Because I still, about 2 months later, still went back and bought that same truck for about $1,500 in cash. Decision making. Once you have the vision, what you want, once you know what you want, once you have number one, your aiming point, now the springboard to action is making a decision, and I like an intuitive decision. I had no logical reason to think that ads that emphasize character rather than toughness would be so successful. It just felt like the right decision. History is just rife. I mean, it's just full of examples of men and women who made life-altering decisions simply by trusting in their own intuition. Gustav Levine, a Paris stockbroker. I know you never heard of him. I hadn't either before I researched it and found it out. He bought a small company that bottled spring water in Paris. And although the company was nearly bankrupt because the French had no interest in drinking bottled water at the time, he had a hunch, he had a feeling. That company goes by the name of Perrier today. It's a $1 billion company built on a hunch. The scientist, Alexander Fleming, you may have heard of him, nearly threw away some mold that was growing and was contaminating one of his experiments. But he noticed a part of the mold that was bacteria-free. And on a hunch, he decided to investigate. And you know what he discovered? He discovered penicillin, one of the first great antibiotics that has changed the face of the human race. Just another for you to consider. During an experiment in 1839, Charles Goodyear accidentally dropped some rubber mixed with sulfur on a hot stove. Instead of the rubber melting as expected, he noticed that the heat seemed to produce a rubber that was tough and hard rather than when exposed to whether exposed to heat or cold. And on a hunch, he did further experiments until he developed the vulcanization process that led to modern day tires. Intuition versus logic. I believe in the intuitive response. Intuition works better than logic. Intuition works better than logic in decision making because of the inherent unpredictability of life itself. As you can see from the examples I just gave you, accidents, and I would use quotes around the word accident, accidents frequently form the basis for brand new opportunities. Intuition is also our way of bonding with the universe, of forming a partnership, and recognizing our part in the universal flow. Every time we trust our instinct, it becomes more highly developed. Every time you trust it, it becomes more powerful. Every time you don't listen to it, you weaken it. Until finally, it goes away and you feel that it's not there at all. However, it's never gone completely. It's just in hibernation. You know, Natasha, when the computer became a big part of our world in the late 60s. Many people believed, especially in the scientific world, believed that the decision-making power of the computer would become, in fact, they thought that all decision-making would now become logical because of the power of the computer. Because computers could predict precise results for almost any specific decision you want to think about. Computers could virtually eliminate the fallibility of human beings, at least according to their grandiose thinking, you know, the scientists thinking computers are going to take over. Well, we now know this is not to be. This is not so. The universe is in constant motion. It's a constant surprise. Every moment is a brand new thing on the universe. You cannot predict it. It's wild and crazy. It is truly buck wild. And you cannot contain it. You can't even control it. As, in fact, scientists have even wasted a great deal of money and time trying to develop an accurate way of predicting the weather. They found that weather can't be accurately predicted beyond, certainly not beyond a few hours. And, I mean, because it's in a state of flow, it's too fluid. So intuition is a form of decision making I stand firmly behind. Now, this whole unpredictability gave rise to a whole new idea in science called the chaos theory. And what the chaos theory means to you is that the outcome of your decisions cannot be predicted by logic. Someone who thinks differently and makes the intuitive decisions can create results that continue to expand exponentially outward with far-reaching results. I can trace everything that I have right now, the house I live in, the car I drive, the fabulous Natasha, Eric, the boards that he's working on right now, the office that we're working in, this center. I can trace every bit of it back to that intuitive decision that I made. You don't need to know why this happens. You only need to know that it will. And that's my promise to you. Now, last week and this week, with these two monologues on decision making, I'm going to leave that there and pick up this week with number 7 and hopefully finish, if not today, certainly next week. But understand, gang, decision making is the springboard to taking action. And trust your intuitive decision making abilities. The more you use it, the better it gets. Now, there's only one other point that I would want to mention there, if I can throw in an additional point here. It's been said that people are just faces in the crowd until they make a decision. Once you make a choice, then you become who you are by those choices. Whether you're choosing a career, a belief system, a spouse, a course of action, make your decisions with this word, integrity. Now, we finish every show, Natasha, with basically that statement. Be true to yourself. Make your words and your behaviors match. That is integrity. That's all it means. So your words and your behavior has to match. So make your decisions with integrity. A spirit of integrity doesn't mean that every decision will be right, but you won't lose self-esteem if the decision doesn't work out. You will make your decision with integrity. Integrity means that your behavior and your words match. Your thoughts and your actions must be congruent. A lack of integrity is devastating to the human psyche. Behavior that lacks integrity causes us to lose self-esteem and to like ourselves less. Only behavior demonstrating integrity can restore self-esteem. So your decision-making is based on your goals, which must be in harmony with your particular life values. Make your decisions with integrity, where your words and your behaviors are in congruence. They are in harmony. Goals must always be based on what you value in life, rather than just what looks good to other people or what other people want for you. If your goals and decisions are not in harmony with your values and your principles, you will lose integrity and you will lose self-esteem. Your values, your principles, and morals must never be for sale. As we brought to your attention last week when I gave you the goal setting exercise, I gave you those questions. They were to help you to bring your goals in and your decision making into align with what you value most in life, so that you are making decisions with integrity. So be honest with yourself about your behaviors and your motivations. People who are dishonest with themselves cannot be trusted with others. The world is not a place where you can make yourself better by reducing those around you. You can only increase your own worth to the degree that you build up the people around you. Basic integrity puts you in harmony with the universal laws. Stay right where you are, gang. My name is Mac Newton. You're listening to The Power Hour. It's exactly now 30 minutes past the hour, wherever you may be. We will be right back right after these words. Thank you. Hey gang, it's important for you guys to know that the road to success is not paved. It is a road that is constantly under construction. It is a road that has bumps and boulders and rocks and crevices and curves and sometimes all sorts of things that not just get in your way but can stop you right in your tracks. I'm Mac Newton, and I'm here to tell you right now that those things need not stop you. All you need is a good idea of what it is you want out of life and a roadmap of how to get there. Where can you find it? At www.macnewton.com. Not just on the Power Hour, but on Mac Newton On. All of the different things you can download and all of the different shows and books that are available to help you in your quest to be the very best you can be. I'm sitting here in my studio today, just a couple days after an event that is changing the way we all view ourselves in the world today, where an African American was voted in to become the 44th president of the United States of America. It takes my breath away. It tells me that anything is possible. And I'm sitting here with the fabulous Natasha, and the first thing she sat down, wanted to do when she sat down was to get my notepad. Now, as you'll find out over time, the fabulous Natasha is exactly that, fabulous. She's a fabulous singer, she designs jewelry, she can do so many things, and she wants to get better at all of them. And she knows where to go, same place you should go, MacNewton.com, the place where winners go. You want to be the best you can? Take advantage of the atmosphere of our universe right now. We know, we fully believe anything can happen. I do, and I hope you do too. Hey guys, and again, welcome back. I'm Mac Newton. Welcome back to the Power Hour. You know, the music you listened to during our break is courtesy of Thanosanas and Turning Point, a local, they were just formed locally. They are now international. Thanosanas, who gave me my second guitar lesson. Have you ever heard of Turning Point, Eric?
Not until I started doing this.
Yeah, really? Well, they are fabulous show. Thano and his brother, Dimitri. Dimitri is a bass player, but now they play guitar together too, sometimes just that duo. But they are tremendously, tremendously talented. And long before I even met George Benson and had any idea that I would be, you know, working with him and playing guitar with him, Thanosanas started giving me guitar lessons. Maybe he was getting me ready for George. It's amazing how that was working. You know, all of a sudden I'm playing with Thano, and then Thano started, his career took off. And in fact, his music was all we used on our Power Hour TV show. It was Turning Point. And then they had to start traveling domestically to Vegas and New York and Chicago and Houston and some international gigs. And then we couldn't play together anymore because he was gone. And that's when, all of a sudden, one day, in my front door, walks George Benson just like that. It's amazing how the world works. When you enter into a partnership with the universe and let your decisions be based on with integrity and you make them intuitively, you are now prepared to take on the world and everything it represents for you, all the possibilities that the world represents. I haven't talked to anyone, whether they are a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, who is not excited about what this time represents for us. I have not met anyone. Even people who had, by their own admission, did not vote for Barack Obama for president, have said they have gotten caught up in the excitement. And a lot of the people, in fact, on CNN Tuesday morning, I got up early and I was watching the inauguration on Tuesday. And one of the commentators was saying that he got 53% of the of the vote. Well, now over 82% of the people say that they support and they agree with what Barack Obama is going. I mean, he's a transcending presence. I've never seen anyone like him before. It's amazing. And beyond the fact that he's an African American, that just blows my, like I said, it took my breath away on Tuesday at the inauguration, especially with what the America that I've lived through. The marches in Selma, Alabama, and in Mississippi, and remembering the not just the blacks but the whites too that were from the north that were sometimes beaten and some of these cases never even solved, registering people to vote. It was a different country. We've come a long way in a short time, a long, long way, and. You look at the faces of some of the VIPs, the politicians, on Tuesday during the inauguration, and you could see sometimes tears in their eyes, and you're wondering, and you know that some of them, like Jesse Jackson, for instance, you know that he was there in Memphis when Martin Luther King was assassinated. And he's marched with Ralph David Abernathy in Mississippi and in Selma, Alabama, in the marches, and doing and setting up the boycott of the busy with Rosa Parks, who refused to give up her seat for a white man in Birmingham, Alabama. I mean, this country has gone, and now you're looking at something, the events of which people around the world look to America with awe and admiration, and they're looking to America for true leadership again. Isn't it exciting? I mean, it is truly exciting. I hope you can feel the possibility, and it's beyond partisanship of politics. It's now time for a new day. So see what that change represents for you. See what that change means for your life and how you can take advantage of it and set goals and reestablish the commitment in your relationships and to establish a life that works. This is the opportunity for it. The universe is saying it to us. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. Okay, let's see. Where were we last week there? I think we got it right here, Eric. Let's see. Yes, here it is. Okay, I gave you guys a little homework last week. I gave you the goal-setting exercise, seven questions. Didn't I do that, Eric? Okay, yep. Thank you.
Yep.
I hate to watch myself slide into Alzheimer's like this. And Eric was looking at me like, well, I don't know what you're talking about there, Mac Daddy. Help me out. I gave you a goal-setting exercise, 12 questions and a period of time to get them done. That talked about, again, the areas of integrity. Question number one, I gave you 60 seconds to answer the question, what are your five basic values in life? Now, I'm going to sort of explain that for you. Values and goals match life values that should be consistent with your outer and inner life. So that question, that's what it means. 60 seconds to answer. What are your five basic values in life? What do you value most? Question number two was, name your three most important goals. Well, that's very easy. That's self-explanatory. Your three most important goals in life. I gave you 30 seconds to answer that one. Question number three was, how would you spend your time if you found out today that you only had 6 months to live? I mentioned that everything you put on this list you can do, but you have to write it down. Who would you call? Who would you see? Okay? This refers you back to your basic values. I mean, you never know when you have 6 months to live. This just refers back to basically question number one. What would you be doing if you found out today you only had 6 months to live? And it brings up another question. Why aren't you doing it now? Question number four. How would you change your life if you found that you won $10 million in the lottery today? You know, what would you do? I mentioned that the average person can only get their mind around about $200. They can't even get their mind around a million, let alone 10 million. I mean, what would you do differently? I mean, everything you write down, you can have, be, or do. You get a new job, a new relationship, you know? This is a very self-explanatory question. How would you change your life if you found you'd won $10 million in the lottery? Question number five. What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to try? That's a very revealing question.
Would you want to run for public office? Would you start a new business? Take a new vacation? Skydive? Just write it down. Okay? Now, this is going to tell you what is holding you back. This is going to tell you what's been holding you back. I gave you 30 seconds to answer that question. What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to try? Very revealing. And will also tell you what's been holding you back. Very revealing question. Question number 6. What sort of activities in life give you the greatest feeling of importance? Now, I changed that question. I gave you additional the 4 words: pleasure, joy, peace, and personal satisfaction, that you can interchange with the last word, importance. What sort of activities in life give you the greatest feeling of pleasure or joy, peace, personal satisfaction, or importance? 30 seconds to answer this question. This will lead you to your area of excellence. This will lead you to the places in life that you should be working or spending most of your time, okay? That's also a very revealing question and a very good question, but I want you to do it very quickly, so that's why I want to give you 30 seconds to do that question. And finally, question number 7, what one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew beyond a doubt you could not fail? I mean, guaranteed success, what would it be? 45 seconds. I mean, whatever you write or whatever you wrote down, you can have it or do it or be it. Only question is, do you really want it badly enough? Okay, if you want it badly enough. Okay, there you have it. These questions will help you tell you what are your basic values and help tell you about yourself so that you can set more effective goals. Okay, another review. How to take part in our Quick Start Get a Goal Setting program. Number 1, take a sheet of paper and write goals at the top of it. And then you want to write down your name. Put your name on it and put that day's date. Natasha, ever shown you my goal setting sheets?
Yes, you did.
Yes, yes. It's kind of startling to look at those, aren't they? You can see that... You can see that it's like a form of fortune telling. It's like it tells you what you're going to have, be, or do, but in advance. It's really kind of amazing. And you write it down. Well, let me just go through this for everyone real quickly, okay? This is how you set your goal. This is a quick start, and it is surefire, cannot fail. But this is not the only one we're going to go over, but it's the one we're going to review for you today. Okay, goals. You take a legal pad, and you write down goals on the top of it, and you write your name and that day's date. And area number 1, you put down personal / family. That's your first category. And you're going to write 3 to 5 goals down in that area. Second category, career / profession. 3 to 5 goals in that area. And finally, the category of self-improvement. 3 to 5 goals in that area. And what do you do with it, Eric? You simply rewrite it every week, same time. You simply rewrite it. 2 things are going to happen right away. Number 1, you're going to find out, you're going to look at some goals that you're writing, and you're going to say, I don't really want that. That's a goal that I'm writing down because I saw it in the newspaper, or it's a goal that someone else wants for me. Take that goal off and replace it with one of your own. So in other words, these goals, this process will help you determine what's really your goal. And the other thing is you're going to find out is that you're going to be accomplishing those goals just by rewriting them. That's all you have to do is rewrite them exactly as they are week after week. Wow, lots of good stuff that we're getting done today. Lots of good catch-up stuff. Okay, we left off last week. We're all the way up to number 6, and let's see if we can't pick up a little bit right there. Okay, from that point. I think we actually started on number 7. We started number 7 we call Rely on Unseen Forces. Number 7, Rely on Unseen Forces. Moving from the old you to the new you, just in itself can sound unrealistic. I mean, if you think of it, something you have to do all by yourself, but you don't. You see, you're not alone, and you've never been alone. Forget the idea that you should be able to see. I mean, in full view, tangible, you can touch it. All the resources necessary to change your life so dramatically. There are resources that you can access that cannot be seen, and they are far greater and more powerful than the resources you might be able to touch or see. great grandma told me this, and maybe she used these words. I think she did. I may be off a bit, but it doesn't matter. The point comes across. She said, absence of evidence is not evidence of its absence. You can think of an iceberg as an example, where you see only the tip of what's really there. But just as real, though out of sight, are invisible resources ready to make a profound difference in what you can do. All you have to do is open up and let it in. Making a quantum leap, it's merely a process of using yourself and your mind and the world around you differently. What you're going to do is you're going to allow other possibilities that already exist to materialize. The things that are already there, you're going to allow them to come into your life. Your willingness to make a quantum leap is what makes this all possible. The word willingness is a magical word. The fact that you'd be willing to dive through a window to save a child means that the door will be open and you can open it and the child will be right there. Your willingness changes reality. It's not that you'll have to do whatever it takes. You just got to be willing to do whatever it takes. That willingness is a powerful word. Willingness is the great enabler. You don't achieve your dreams, your full potential, through just struggling alone. As I mentioned earlier, neither raw effort or sheer willpower is the answer. Gotta quit just trying harder. Trying as hard as you can is going to fall far short of taking you as far as you're capable of going. You must take advantage of the support systems that you can't see. In a sense, making a quantum leap is like playing bridge. I mean, I don't know much about it. All I do know is that you're bidding. You don't bid your hand alone, I think is the way it works. Your bidding is also based on the power of your partner's cards. You don't really get to see those cards until it's time to play them. But you just trust that that they'll bring the cards or the strength that you need to make your own hand more powerful. The unseen forces are like that. They're like phantom powers that can't be fully explained. Maybe they're coming off, what I'm saying is, you know, it sounds rather mystical, you know, like some sort of mystical phenomena. But the truth is, they make amazing contributions to your efforts. These unseen forces operate through your subconscious mind. It's like mental imagery. It's intuition, as I was talking about earlier. Intuition, a feeling, luck. You might be hit with a flash, a sudden bolt, lightning of inspiration during a moment in which you're quiet. A creative solution to a problem may come to you in a dream. A breakthrough idea can flash through your mind while you're visualizing your goal. Somehow the resources you need just seem to appear by magic. Or is it coincidence? Unseen powers. So, how do you use it? Well, you paint a vivid picture in your mind for these forces to know precisely what you want. The aiming point. In one way or another, the unseen forces will dazzle you. Like in the movie that you love so much, Natasha?
Razzle Dazzle?
Razzle Dazzle You. The movie Chicago. And I think Richard Gere sings, Razzle Dazzle. Well, that's exactly what the unseen forces will do to you. They will razzle dazzle you with their impact. You can count on it. Quantum leaps come very easy when you plug into this remarkable power source. You don't have to understand it. I mean, I don't understand electricity, but we're plugged into it over there on the wall. I don't understand it. I mean, we know how to make it, ship it, store it, use it. What is it, Eric? I have no clue. I don't think anyone does. I've talked to electrical engineers. What exactly is it? Oh, they can start throwing me out numbers, positive ions and negative ions and all that kind of stuff. What the heck is that? No one tells what it is. You don't have to understand it totally in order to use it. I just flip on the switch and electricity comes into the room. When you focus constantly on a clear picture of what you want to accomplish and you move toward it confidently, the unseen forces are going to razzle-dazzle you. They are going to razzle-dazzle you. Do you know that song, Natasha? Can you sing that song for us? Razzle-dazzle.
She's singing. No, I don't.
Oh, this girl can
sing.
That's
the man's part.
Was that the man? Well, you could sing any kind of song, girl. You sing everything. This girl can sing. She says, don't make me sing. Don't make me sing. See, because if I kept asking her, she'll sing. You don't have to put, it's just like George playing guitar. No, I don't want to do it. What song you want to hear? Ask her one more time. She will start singing. But we won't put her on the spot anymore today. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. But one day soon, you see that guitar over there, Eric? I'm going to pick it up. We're going to start playing. And that girl's going to sing. Because we're going to get Sherry Robertson to work with her in fact, we're going to let her take this CD with her today so she can start listening to it in her car. After 2 weeks, she's going to be able to sing her one of these songs. Guarantee you. She'll be able to do it. Anyway, when you focus constantly on a clear picture of what you want to accomplish, what you want to do, and you move toward it confidently, the unseen forces are going to come to your aid right away. Just start. You need to have a clear picture of what you want, and then you got to get started, and all the forces are going to come to you. You're going to have some obstacles along the way. Overcome them. Continue their pursuit. That's what you need to do. When you focus constantly on it, they're going to come to your aid. These unknowns, these invisible resources, are the most powerful factors available to assist you in making the leap from the old you to the new you. Okay, quickly. It is now about 8 minutes before the hour. Wherever you are around the world, whether you're in Washington, D.C., just fresh off of watching the transfer of power with the inauguration of President Barack Obama, or you're in Egypt reading the newspapers, or you're in Kenya knowing it's one of your native sons who's now president of America, or you're in Hawaii knowing that someone born in your state is now president of the United States of America. No matter where you may be, it is 8 minutes in front of the hour. And I hope that it's beautiful where you are. Step number 8. It's titled, Choose a Different Set of Risks. Choose a different set of risks. Going for a quantum leap is chance again. And the risks that you take are going to hit you pretty hard because they're very apparent. And they're also quite threatening. But what you have to do is stack them up against the hidden risks that you take or you accept when you decide to continue to live your life as you are with the status quo. Ask yourself what you're risking if you don't go for a quantum leap. The risk is that you won't get what you really want or what you're really capable of getting out of life. You know, gang, listen up. You got to understand, you can't ever escape risk. It's not something that you could decide to live with or live without. Something is always at stake here. You can only decide which risk you're going to take, whether you choose to go for the quantum leap and everything that represents, or to follow your usual routines, and we know what that represents. You're putting something on the line. So choose your risk carefully. And I suggest choose a different set of risks. But don't kid yourself, gang. Don't kid yourself with the idea that playing it safe by staying with the status quo gives you the best odds, because it doesn't. That may be the best way that the Mag Daddy says is the surest way of losing. That's the surest way, staying with the status quo. Quantum leaps do mean, to some degree, that you've got to move beyond the zone of familiarity. No doubt about that. You've got to get out of the familiar zone. You got to expose yourself. You got to get out of the security and the comfort. Now you're taking advantage of opportunities, because that's what we really have. You see, because security and comfort, they're just an illusion. What we really have is opportunity. Can't you feel it now more than ever? Opportunity? Wow. But you can make this jump without being reckless. I'm not saying be reckless. You can make it without being impulsive. Frankly speaking, a quantum leap is not just gambling. You simply move on an opportunity that you've had for some while, but you've been ignoring it. You abandon your excuses. You reframe the problem. Most people frame their lives with excuses. I'm saying frame your lives with goal setting. Frame your lives with decision making. Intuitive decision making. Frame it differently. make a completely different chance. Take a different chance. A quantum leap is risking in a way that just unmasks the truth. That's what it does. And you're going to reveal underneath, once you've ripped the covers back, how the only thing of significance that has been standing in your way of being the person you can be is you. The only person that's been standing in the way, the only thing that's been keeping you from getting it is you. And you know it. As you listen to my voice right now, you know you are the only reason, the only thing that's standing in the way. Just you and you alone. So you know what I say? If you're going to risk something, risk believing in yourself. Risk acting on the assumption that you can succeed. Otherwise, the risk that you take is that you're going to settle for only a fraction of what life has to give you. Now, is that really what you want? This isn't a case of taking a big chance at all. It's a matter of giving yourself a chance. The major obstacle to overcoming the odds is never challenging the odds. That's the only thing. As soon as you challenge anything from a bully to a new job, you overwhelm the obstacles. The only major obstacle to overcoming the odds is that you never challenge the odds. Until you test the limits, but hey, don't get me wrong, folks. Most people don't want to reach their limits. Most people are not interested in testing their limits. Most people are only interested in being comfortable. Well, I'm not talking to you, but if you're interested in testing your limits, if you're interested in being the best that you can be, then I'm talking to you. Until you test the limits regarding what you can achieve, you don't even know what your chances are. And the odds change in your favor when you start to confront them and you challenge them. Take my word for it. Very soon, I'm going to have a whole new set of new TV commercials coming out. Oh, yeah. In the most challenging economic times of our memory. A brand new set. And guess who's going to be in them? The fabulous Natasha. In all her magnificence. But finally, if you try to minimize your vulnerability by avoiding a new set of risks, by playing it safe and staying in the comfort zone, you kill your chances. You kill your chances of making a quantum leap. You kill your chances of moving from the old you to the new you. I hope I'm making some sense, gang. I really do. We're going to pick up next week on our 15 steps from the old you to the new you with step number 9. Step number 9, trust in the power of pursuit. We're going to pick up there. Now remember, gang, if you're going to set goals, the two things I want to remind you of: eliminate negative emotions and remove yourself from the company of negative people and negative situations. Oh, the music tells us it's now, what, 2 minutes before the hour there, Eric? Oh, wow, what a show. As soon as the show over, Natasha, I want you to take me out behind the building and just hose me down.
I would love to.
Thank you. Eric, it's good to see the fabulous Natasha back on the show, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's good to see her. Mother, beautiful.
The chair was
day.
Empty.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, we kept it. We wouldn't let anyone sit in it, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's so good. Don't you? She said, thank you. Are you feeling good?
Fabulous. Love the show.
Oh, thank you. It's great to have you here. It really is. And like I say, very, very soon, we're going to have you. Everyone's going to know the magnificence of your voice. Okay, gang, it's 1 minute before the hour right now. We are going to get out of here like the building is on fire. But like we do every single week, we want to also remind you to be true to yourself. Make sure your words and your behaviors match. And I want to say thanks, as we always do, to Bob Adlock, the producer of all the Suns, Phoenix Suns telecast, and to Pat McMahon, the radio veteran who's the best in the country, and John Cannon, who we hope to get here live in our studio. He's up in San Francisco right now and helped me with the Power Hour. Okay? Eric, great to have you behind the bar. What does that mean, like 30 seconds? I'll get that down one day. 30 seconds, we got to go. And, of course, the fabulous Natasha. Wow, we've been listening to the great Marlena Shaw, the one and only, bringing us home today. My name is Mac Newton, gang. You've been listening to the Power Hour. Tell your friends. Do me a favor. Tell your friends or send me an email at 7@macnewton.com. Hey, gang. As I said, my name is the Mac Daddy. 3, 2, 1. Peace. I am out.